The following is the realization of His Grace Brajhari Das.
When I think about Nandarani, it appears to me that she is still with us, roaming in the courtyard of the temple. She may be in the spiritual world, engaged in Krishna service. I cannot imagine how at such a tender age she had so many devotional qualities. She must have done wonderful devotional services in her past life, as a result of which she came to this material world for a short time, finished her business and went back. This must be her prarabdha karma. The parents were fortunate to have a daughter like Nandarani, and she was also fortunate to have such parents. I remember that Nandarani was respectful to all the sannyasis, senior devotees, and her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami in particular. I have noticed several times that as soon as she saw a great Vaishnav, she would spontaneously run towards him, pay obeisances to him, and give a very innocent smile. Everyone loved her. I have seen her coming to the temple with her parents every Sunday, attend the Guru Puja and the Srimad Bhagavatam class. His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami used to joke with her in the class. She was also friendly with the Hare Krishna children. Within a short time, she was fortunate to have traveled to most of the important tirthas in India with her parents. Her understanding of the Krishna conscious philosophy at such a tender age has been appreciated by everyone. I read the offering that Nandarani had written to her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami. I could not believe that a little girl like Nandarani had written this offering. Her faith in her spiritual master and Krishna was wonderful. Her request to her spiritual master to give second initiation to her parents shows the extent of love she had for them. On the day when Nandarani left us, I came to know about it at 5 p.m. I could not believe that such a ghastly incident has happened. Some devotees went to the hospital to see her. On the way, I met His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami, who had just arrived from the Gulf. When I shared the news with him, he was completely dumbfounded. He could not believe it and was very much aggrieved to hear about the demise of such a nice and sweet devotee like Nandarani. Thereafter, I moved to the hospital to see her aggrieved parents. I very much appreciate their patience while being interrogated by the police authorities, even after losing their only daughter. By the mercy of Krishna, the culprit was nabbed early the next morning, which was a Sunday, and the inspector informed me, and in turn, I informed Anand Mohan Prabhu and Brindavaneswari Mataji. Later, during the Mangalarti, all the devotees at the temple got the news and felt extremely distressed and sympathetic towards Anand Mohan Prabhu and Brindavaneswari Mataji. Anand Mohan Prabhu's house was filled with hundreds of devotees, and amidst chanting of Hare Krishna, we took Nandarani's body to perform the final rites. This is the first time that I saw such a huge crowd of devotees chanting and paying their last respect to a departed soul. Although Nandarani is away from us physically, she will always be in our hearts, and wherever she is now, she must be serving Radha and Krishna.